broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Bow to the people! Bow to the people! It's time for Bow to the People. Come on, wait. Come on now. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. Bow to the people. It's Bow to the People.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Powell to the People, live on the radio. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And we have our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, in the studio. Well, now we have a first. The show is actually being simulcast on TV. The only problem is no one told me, and I've got to put clothes on. So, no, just kidding, everyone. Happy April Fool's Day. you know, there's not much activity going on social media. You know, I would think that being April 1st, hence April Fools, that there'd be a lot of pranks. I've seen a couple. Some are really clever, and but that's the end of April Fools. So everything else I say in my radio show is 100%, you know, true, and because I have a couple things I'm going to talk about that are stranger than fiction. I'm going to talk about them later in the show. There's just some things. Every time I go to do my show on Monday, I check out, you know, the news Monday morning, and there are just some things that you just can't make up. You know, it's stranger than fiction. And then I do a deep dive, and usually I find out, I see the headline, and then I do a deep dive and I read the details, and it gets even better in many cases. But we'll get into some of that, you know, during the show. You know, it seems like, I don't know how many shows now, I always start out with the weather. And once again, we had rain. We had rain late Friday into early, a lot on Saturday. But then it stopped, and Sunday was okay, I guess. No rain to speak of, or at least not in the South Bay area of Southern California. You know, they were predicting rain all weekend. Now they're predicting rain this upcoming weekend. But, you know, when they do their forecast that far, like almost a week in advance, it's not quite as accurate, and they can predict, you know, the rain, but they can't necessarily predict when it's going to happen, or in some cases even where. You know, it may be spotty in certain areas, or just, you know, may be concentrated in one area. But let's hope their projections are wrong. I have no problem having rain during the week, but let's have great weekends, you know, or let's have spring weather. Actually, I'd prefer to have summer weather. I know that on one website, they've already posted the summer lineup for, you know, concerts, and that being Redondo Beach. They have their Thursday night tribute band concerts, and then they have their, I guess it's Saturday evening, you know, all different genre-type concerts, and the tribute concerts look great, or at least, I don't know, some of the bands I don't know, but they're, again, they're tribute bands, and they're bands that I love, you know, like Fleetwood Mac, and the Eagles, and Tom Petty, and I can't remember some of the others, but once all the other cities, like concerts at the Point in El Segundo, and concerts in the park in Manhattan Beach, they also have summer concerts in the Library Park in El Segundo. And then Manhattan Village Mall has concerts, I think, on Thursday nights, but, you know, they're nickel and dime stuff. And, but once, oh, and then, of course, I think, well, I shouldn't assume anything, but I guess Hermosa Beach will have their summer concerts on the beach. Maybe not, you know, many, maybe none at all. And then, of course, we'll have the concerts at Hermosa Fiesta Hermosa. Also, I noticed that in April, I think around April 20th, they have Spring Fest at the Redondo Beach Performing Arts Center parking lot, and they have the rides and the circus, and they have some really good tribute bands. They're local bands, so they have Better Days. You know, also known previously as Poncho's Band, is going to be performing. Jeremy Buck and the Bang is going to be performing. I can't remember who some of the other bands are. It's usually the ones you see, like at Fiesta Hermosa. So, but the attraction is on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, of course. The bands are only on Saturday and Sunday, and it should be great. It's called Spring Fest Redondo Beach, so if you Google it, you can see the bands performing. They haven't said what on what day and at what time which bands will be performing, but I'm sure that's likely to happen soon. So anyways, I started out talking about the weather. And for my snow skier friends, you must be on cloud nine because, you know, in our mountains, there's more snow than, you know, you know what to do with. If you're going up there, though, of course, make sure you have chains and or, you know, are driving a four-wheel drive vehicle. But there's, like, tons, and I mean tons of snow, literally, and a soft snow, too. You know, it's not the hard-packed snow. Actually, there is some of that as well, but from what I understand, it's the ideal snow for skiers. So if you're into snow skiing, you know, have at it. It's interesting, skiing in April and likely to go through, you know, maybe May, who knows. I've seen photos of people, you know, skiing in, you know, like shorts. I've seen women in thong bikinis skiing. And although I think you'd be a bit cold, but then who knows. But anyways, especially when you fall and land in the snow, it might get a bit chilly. But again, that's probably the one advantage of, you know, having these rains is that there's also snow in the lower elevations. And the problem with it is, of course, we have people have to deal with flooding, mudslides, landslides, debris flow, and then the wind as well. I saw where, like up near Big Sur and Highway 1, where a portion of the road gave way. It's like a sort of on a hillside, and a big chunk of the hillside collapsed or, you know, sank and fell down the hill. And so I don't know how they're going to be able to fix that. I'm sure there's a way, but they're going to have to reinforce things. And then, of course, there's the problem with the homes that are on, you know, hillside bluffs that where the land's moving, and particularly like in around Portuguese Bend area of Palos Verdes. And it just doesn't happen just when it rains. It can happen, you know, months down the road because the soil is saturated and the weight of it on the soil, namely the homes and also the higher bluff hillside portions, sometimes it just takes time to saturate and, you know, it's also a progressive thing, but they're reporting land movement like, you know, an inch or two a week, and especially like on the roadway. So I feel really bad for those people. And I've heard that unless you have flood insurance, which is you know, in addition to regular homeowner's insurance. If you don't have that, your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover it. And when a home is a total loss, you know, if you have like a home in an expensive area and it burns down, obviously the land is still worth a lot if it's in a, if it's not in a fire zone, but you know, if it's like, close to the beach, so you can rebuild and, you know, it's the dirt that the house is sitting on that's the biggest portion of the property value. However, when your land washes away and you have no land, and no house, and you're not insured, that is a big problem. Yeah, I know you could take a deduction on your tax return, but that's only a percentage. And then not to mention all of the keepsakes and personal items in the house that goes with it. You know, there's just some things that are irreplaceable. So, again, I feel bad for those people. And, you know, even if we don't have any more rain going into the summer, it's still going to you know, take its toll. And I suspect that the drying process, when the water, you know, dissipates, the land crumbles underneath it or compacts. I'm not a geologist, but, you know, and then the other thing is I don't know why it's allowed that homes are allowed to be built on, you know, what could be potentially unstable hillsides. But maybe at one time it was stable and things were okay, and or they didn't anticipate having as much rain in such a short period of time. But again, you know, it's kind of sad for, you know, those people. Hopefully they have flood insurance, and I think that covers landslides or, you know, mudslides that, you know, take out homes or other, you know, debris flow, rocks and boulders. So, but we'll see what happens with that. Well, you know, on the news, obviously everyone's reporting about how the minimum wage for fast food workers increased from $16 an hour to $20 an hour, which is a 25% increase. And people, well, one report I saw on TV, they said, wow, that's a great thing for workers. And, you know, maybe that gets them to more of a living wage. The one thing is, the backstory is that it's not, because they were interviewing employers that said they're going to have to cut hours, they're going to have to lay off employees, they're going to replace employees with automation, you know, robots or other robotic things, you know, like maybe kiosks. And so that may not necessarily be a good thing for workers. Yeah, you might have a higher wage, but your hours are going to be cut drastically, or you might be out of a job. Now, on the consumer side of things, that's going to result in increased prices because, as we all know, increased costs, the businesses pass that on to the ultimate consumer, that being us. And so there could be higher prices. There could be shrinkflation, as they call it, where they shrink the thing, you know, the product. Or it can be a combination of both. So that Big Mac will be smaller, and you'll pay more for it when you go to McDonald's or any other, you know, fast food places, Burger King, you name it. Or even like places like Starbucks they were mentioning. You know, who knows, they're going to reduce the amount of coffee that they put in the cup and, of course, raise the price of coffee. You know, personally, I just cook my I do my own coffee at home. I'll never forget when I was a CFO and I had a human resources director that worked for me, and she used to go through, I think it was Starbucks coffee, you know, the drive-through every morning, And plus, she's got to have gourmet coffee, or I don't know what, you know, like the special type of coffee that's like $5 or so, you know, every morning. And not to mention the gas, the cost of, you know, fuel for the car, waiting in line to, you know, go through the drive-through. You know, I told her several times, if you're going to do that, get out of your car and just walk in and get your coffee. Not to mention, you know, the impact on our environment, you know, the pollution that's happening from idling cars. Of course, now there are more electric cars. There weren't any back then. You know, I said, actually, why don't you just brew your own at home, you know? I got this one-pot coffee brewer, and it makes one cup of coffee in like a minute or two. And you can actually, if you need to have Starbucks, you can buy it in the store. Although she disputed me on that and said, no, it's not the same as freshly brewed coffee or freshly ground bean coffee at Starbucks. But again, you could buy the beans and have a coffee grinder, save money, and you know, have just as good coffee. For me, it's not necessarily the taste of the coffee. I have a cup of coffee every morning, but that's basically just to, you know, the caffeine to get my engine started, and I could care less. I once told somebody I wouldn't be able to tell the difference between Starbucks or Coffee Bean or some other coffee. And I know in downtown Manhattan Beach, there's just yet another coffee shop that's opening up, or a specialized coffee place. And it's like, you know, but yeah, maybe once in a while you can splurge and have, you know, a coffee. But and I actually bought some time ago a coffee grinder, and I ground the coffee, you know, bought the beans, ground the coffee, and it was more, a little more effort, or maybe I should say a lot more effort. And finally I said, nah, just get the coffee, ground coffee that you buy in the store. And I don't buy, like, any of the designer brands. I get the store bought generic brand. And to me, coffee's coffee. And yeah, you know, I can taste more. It's like I don't know how you would describe it, a heartier flavor. And they have different types of coffee too. And what I thought was dark coffee was probably stronger than the light coffee, or what they call the blonde blend. And then they have the blended coffee of both types of coffee beans. And I found out that that wasn't actually true. And so I just get the generic coffee, and I don't, may or may not be Arabian coffee, but, you know, for me, who cares? Coffee's coffee. Anyways, I digress. You know, I wanted to talk about, again, this fact about raising the minimum wage and, you know, the rippling effect that it's going to have, because, you know, like if you buy fries with your Big Mac, I'm sure there's going to be less fries in the container and the package, as well as a price increase. Because, again, they have to pass the cost on, and a 25% increase in the minimum wage, plus the employer's share of payroll taxes on top of that, you know, they're going to have to make up for it somehow. So again, you know, look for increased prices, maybe shrinkflation, maybe even less service. You know, they'll have less employees, so you have to wait in lines longer. Or as I said earlier, there's going to be more automation, which to me, I don't mind. And in fact, in some cases, I prefer it. That way, if an order gets screwed up, then you don't have anyone to blame but yourself. That might just be, you know, more efficient. And I'm kind of a tech person. So, and I've actually been to a McDonald's where they had a, you know, a kiosk. And then when your order was ready, you know, they paged you. And at some point they'll have robots delivering the food. Actually, they have it in some restaurants. I'm not sure. I don't think it's too much yet in fast food restaurants. And in some places, that's part of the attraction. People go to see the robots. And I went once because I wanted to get a selfie with a robot. And apparently, I won't mention the name of the chain, but they didn't want to have anything to do with it because when I walked up to the robot, all of a sudden, it was making, like, evasive maneuvers. And it wasn't the robot. Back then, there wasn't so much AI, artificial intelligence. So somebody was controlling it. But I got my photo nonetheless because I'm persistent and then split. And then when I posted it on social media, people got some laughs out of it. Anyways, if you want to be able to afford your fast foods or any food or anything, because we're still, you know, in the somewhat inflationary period, I have good news for you. Well, maybe good news and bad news, but, the Powerball lottery, I heard, is now worth $1 billion. It's $1 billion with a B. Of course, the bad news is, you can either get a lump sum payment, or if you want, if you want a lump sum payment, that $1 billion with a B comes out to $470 million, or you can get it paid in 30 annual payments. And, of course, there's also taxes, and the taxes are less when you get it in installments, but, are you going to live to be 30 years? Depends on how old you are. And of course, we all know the odds are one in a gazillion. So, and oftentimes people that are buying up a ton of lottery tickets, spending a lot of money, are the people that can least afford it. That's somewhat the irony. And then you hear the stories about people pissing away the money, and they went from rags to riches, but then back to rags. I'm going to continue that story, but we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
It's Power to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here. And I was talking to our program director and sound engineer, South Bay Jay, during the commercial break. And, you know, the old saying, you have to be in it to win it, you know, to win, you know, a big lottery. And I'm not in it. The very first lottery in California, and I guess I'm probably dating myself, I bought one ticket to keep as a souvenir, as I was telling Jay. And then the first time, I think it went, the lottery was at $1 billion, I bought a ticket because, you know, it says what the potential jackpot is. And again, I bought it for a souvenir. I figured the worst case scenario is I got a really cool souvenir to cherish. And the best case scenario is I might win it. Well, I certainly didn't win it, and that's obvious. And now I can't remember where I put those tickets. I should have kind of maybe framed them or something. But back then it was a big deal. Now, you know, it's no big deal. And it's always interesting to hear the stories about people that, you know, won the lottery and then pissed the money away. Or there was one guy that won a lottery, and he did just that. He pissed it away. But then his luck was on his side. You know, because they always say you have better chances of getting struck by lightning than winning one of these lotteries. But he won a second time, a big jackpot. And I can't remember, there was one, I think, where that happened, and he did this, made the same mistake, or maybe he learned his lesson from the first time around. I don't know. But they always, you know, say, so if you did win, what would you do with the money? And, you know, people have all kinds of interesting things about it, you know, what they would do with it. I would buy a house on the Strand, or maybe I might buy a house in the Malibu Colony, because there you own your own section of the beach. The problem there is who knows what's going to happen with sea level rise, but I think that will be after I'm long gone. So I won't care at that point. Again, you have to be in it to win it, and I'm not. And right now, I imagine there's long lines. You know, people are buying up lottery tickets. And oftentimes, when it's a big jackpot, and there's a number of people buying, you know, tickets, then you have multiple winners. So, you know, then you have to share $1 billion, or it probably will go higher than that. Given the buying frenzy. But you have to share the jackpot. But, you know, that's one problem I wouldn't mind. Especially, you know, you have to pay taxes. And, yeah, that's somewhat of a bummer. But, again, another problem. You still get money that you didn't have, lots of money, after taxes or even, you know, after, you know, sharing the amount. So, speaking about taxes, you know, April 15th is rapidly approaching, and so for you procrastinators out there, and some people wind up at the last minute, they either can't find someone to prepare their taxes, or they just, you know, they just can't get it done in time, and so they have to file for an extension, but beware that the extension is only an extension of time to file. It's not an extension of time to pay. And if you don't at least prepay what you owe, and it's really hard to know unless you do your tax return, but I guess you can kind of estimate it. But if you don't prepay it, then there's an under withholding or under reporting, not under reporting, but you would either have it in withholdings, should have had it in withholdings, or you should have made quarterly payments. And it's not sufficient just to make a payment like right before April 15th. You actually have to have the total amount withheld by quarter. So let's say you got a large amount of money, earned a large amount, or won a large amount, you know, in January through February, in other words, the first quarter of the year. You got to have the money withheld there at that by the end of the first quarter of the year. Otherwise, or it's like there's a period, short period after that. Otherwise, then again, there's going to be interest and penalties. So Uncle Sam has got you coming and going. Of course, right now it's too late, but it's a heck of a lot better than if you make the estimated payment on April 15th, and then when you later file your tax returns, hopefully you had an amount close to what you know, you actually owed in taxes. So, you know, somebody just sent me an email, and actually it was something I meant to talk about on my last show, but something that also, what I was going to talk about on my last show, happened to me again, happened to us again this time around, and that's how tipping is getting out of control. So we went to a restaurant, not a fast foods restaurant, and they automatically added a 20% tip. And I didn't actually calculate, because normally you only calculate the tip on, you know, the food and drink portion of the ticket. You don't add it, you know, it's not a portion of the sales tax. It's, you know, on top of the food and drink portion. But some people don't even check that out, and then they add a tip on top of that. But, you know, this was actually at a place where you go to a counter, you order it, and then you, well, you can either wait at your table, and then someone will drop it off at your table, or we just picked it up at the counter. But there was automatic 20% on the tip for doing practically nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And so I said, no, I'm taking this off. And, you know, it wasn't a large or expensive meal, and so I added a couple of bucks manually. But, you know, as if that's not enough, that, you know, prices are increasing, portions are shrinking, and then, you know, a tip. And now that they're paying higher wages, you know, minimum wages, then you would think that, you know, because I thought part of the reason for the tip was that they don't make that much, so you tip them to give them, you know, a living wage, effectively. And, of course, you do that if you get great service. And that's the other thing. If you get really horrible service, you shouldn't feel obligated to have a tip. And, you know, I've heard stories about if it was really bad and you had a lousy wait staff, or, you know, the, just all-around really horrible, nightmarish service, you put two shiny pennies as the tip, and that shows that you didn't forget about the tip, but that, you know, that was what you felt was appropriate given the circumstances. Now, I'm not recommending you do that. I'm just saying that I've heard that, you know, in some cases it's been done. But, you know, it, again, it's not, shouldn't be an automatic thing. And just like on the opposite, if you get really good service, then you should give, you know, if it's exemplary service, then you should reward the wait staff by giving them, you know, a higher tip. And it used to always be 15% of the pre-tax amount. Now somehow it's escalated to 20%, which I would say would be appropriate if the service is, you know, excellent. Anyways, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Power to the People.
Shh. Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality Auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
It's Power to the People. Welcome back. You're listening to Power to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. And, you know, I don't carry that much cash anymore. I don't carry any change. For me, it's a convenience thing. I mean, I'll put something on a credit card, and then when I get the bill at the end of the month, at the end of the billing cycle, then I pay it off. I don't just, put things on a credit card just because I can't afford it and, finance things. But, I pay it off. But there are some places that won't take cash anymore. Now, and of course, I don't know whatever happened with digital currency like, Bitcoin or other types of currencies like that. There was problems with that because it was unregulated. The Securities and Exchange Commission or the Federal Trade Commission or other regulatory agencies regulate a number of things, but I don't think as of yet there's any regulatory authority or any regulations, on digital currency. But that was supposed to be the wave of the future, and, I'm not sure what happened to it. So I'd be a little bit concerned about it. AT&T just announced that they were hacked with the data breach, and it was something like over 7 million customers had their highly sensitive personal information. It's now on the dark web internet, and by personal information, name, address, social security number, and other personal details. And so if you're a current or even if you're a former AT&T customer, you should have been, they said in the news, you should have been informed by AT&T. And they're not sure if it was a third-party vendor of theirs or if it was internal in their system. But if you are, change your password right away, which you should be doing, periodically anyways. And you shouldn't be using the same password on various platforms, on the Internet. And if you have, then you should be changing wherever you use that same password, you should be changing it on whatever other social media platforms or other platforms. You should do it right away. And you should also be checking for your credit information to see if there's any unauthorized use. They could open a credit card or financing, lending account in your name, you know, by spoofing or cloning you and then running up charges. And you might not otherwise know about it, and then suddenly your credit is ruined. You know, identity theft, it'd be very expensive and time-consuming to make things right. And I've heard in some cases it's even next to impossible to rectify things like that. So, you know, that's a word to the wise. It never amazes, seeks to amaze me that, you know, every so often when I turn on the news and there's yet another data breach, and I don't know how they, especially large companies, and they got IT, tech experts, and they should have like firewalls and various levels of security, and so to allow them to be breached, or to have it breached, you know, is beyond me. I just don't understand. Again, with, you know, these experts that they have that are supposed to prevent that from happening, but, you know, that's the newest high-tech crime. It's a lot easier doing that than to put a gun to someone's head and say, okay, your money or your life. You know, here, I suppose it's nonviolent in a way, but it's definitely not a victimless crime. But that's the crime of, you know, the new millennium, or the crime of whatever, the crime du jour. You know, but, well, you know, I was talking earlier about the billion-dollar lottery. And one thing we kind of binge-watched on Saturday was we were on YouTube, and we watched video about, you know, a billionaire sheikh. And I think it was from, he was from Dubai. But then, you know, on YouTube, if you don't do anything when the video ends, then it takes you to another video, and it's based on your viewing habits. So then we got to the next one, and it was a Saudi Arabian prince. And then we went to the next one, and then they have one that was the bizarre and exotic toys of people where, you know, they've got billions of dollars, and there were cars that, you know, as I should say, that I've never heard of before. They looked obviously really cool, and of course they're very expensive, and I'm not talking about Bugatti, or is it Ducati? I can't get those two confused. One's a motorcycle and one's a car, but these were even more expensive cars. And then, of course, they showed the gold-plated cars. But what happens when you get into a wreck? Or what prevents somebody from stealing your gold-plated fender or whatever? I'm sure they're armed and alarmed or what, you know, what have you, but it was just amazing, you know, they show the homes, they show the airplanes that they have, the luxury jets, and not one, not two, not three, but like a fleet of them, as well as yachts. Again, you know, a fleet of yachts that, you know, like are 100 feet or 100 yards. You know, yachts that are selling for $100 million, and of course, has a heliport on it. And it was just totally amazing, or some people might say sickening. You just see the conspicuous consumption, you know, that goes on. And these are like from oil-bearing countries where, you know, the oil is nonstop, and they got more money coming in than they can possibly ever spend in a lifetime. And then this one, I think it was a Saudi Arabian sheikh. He had six wives, and I was wondering, you know, hey, you should have seven, one for every day of the week. No, I'm just kidding. My question was, so if you have six wives, then how do you allocate or apportion your time among the wives? I was asking somebody that question. They said, no, they have one primary wife, and then the others are more like I don't know, entertainment or concubines or whatever. Really stupid. I mean, that should never be allowed. And, of course, it's illegal in, you know, most countries. But anyways, it was just totally fascinating. It's something that just seeing how they spend the money on lavish things. And, of course, when all else fails, you know, it's just you have a solid gold, like, you know, gold toilets and things like that. I don't know if that was solid or plated, but it was just like they can't spend. The biggest problem is, you know, spending the money. They can't, they're getting more than they can possibly spend. When I say problem, spending the money, it's, you know, you're just getting more and more income in than you could possibly spend it. Anyways, we should all be so lucky. And speaking about money, we have to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Powell to the People on the Healthy Life Radio Network.
It's Powell to the People.
Millions of Americans are without access to dental benefits, especially because of the high market demand for quality and affordable dental care in America. Now here comes DentalPlans.com. It's the leading online resource for discount dental plans and an alternative to dental insurance for families and individuals. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on DentalPlans.com now and find your affordable dental care in America.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm Carol King. The opportunity to study music is one of the most valuable things we can give our young people. Music is a positive outlet for creative expression. It reinforces teamwork, communication, self-discipline, and focus, all skills that will benefit them in every aspect of their lives. If your school has a music program, encourage your child to use it. If it doesn't, work with others in your community and do whatever it takes to get one. I know how much my music programs and music teachers meant to me when I was growing up. Leave your kids a note for the future. Support music programs and music teachers in your school and community.
A public service announcement brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and this station. Music, part of a sound education.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
It's Powell to the People.
Welcome back. You're listening to Powell to the People. Wayne Powell here at the beach. Well, the other thing we did is we kind of also binge-watched football. You know, and it's like, wait a minute. You're saying football season is over. The Super Bowl was a month or two ago. And it's like, well, guess what? They now have UFL, the United Football League, and it's football, F-O-O-T-B-A-L-L, not F-U-T-B-A-L-L, which is soccer. This was real football. And the UFL is the merger of the defunct USFL and the defunct XFL. And some of these players were cut from, you know, the NFL. Others are hoping to make it into the NFL. And, yeah, the quality, the caliber was not necessarily as good. And this is actually outdoor football as distinguished from arena football, which I just don't really care for. For me, arena football is not really football. But this is real football. The rules are a little bit different. And what's interesting is, you don't kick a field, you don't kick an extra point. You have a choice of either going for a 1 point point after or a 2 point. And it looked like the 1 point was at like the 2 yard line, 2 or 3, maybe 5 yard line, and the 2 point conversion was for, was like maybe at the 10 yard line or 12 yard line. I meant to pay a little more attention to that, but we were also kind of doing a little multitasking while watching the game. So they had a morning game and an afternoon game on Saturday, and then a morning game and an afternoon game on Sunday. And for most people who know me or listen to my show, they know that I'm addicted to football. That's my sport. And football is football. And it was pretty good, actually. They say that the caliber of play was not as good, or the caliber of the players perhaps, but in reality some of those players were, you know, top athletes out of college ball, and for due to no reasons of their own they never got drafted in the NFL. They were capable of being drafted, but you know, there's only so many open positions and a lot of good players coming out of the college ball. And then I heard I know they have a Canadian league. There were a couple of players that, you know, there's a Mexican football league in Mexico. I had no idea of that. I remember during a strike, they had the Canadian football league games, until the NFL strike was settled. But football is good. It's a short season, and they're only East Coast teams for some reason, not Midwest, or certainly no West Coast team. I'm not sure why, but we'll have to see if that league lasts, or at least lasts longer than the USFL and the XFL. Actually, the XFL had a pretty good run as well. Well, you know, one thing I tried to do and wasted so much time, but I think it started on Thursday. You know, there's going to be a rocket launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base. You know, it was a SpaceX launch. They're going to put more satellites, just more junk that's going to eventually come back down and not always burn up when it re-enters, and also not always land in the ocean. But anyways, so it was supposed to be at 7:30. And then I walked out to the beach, 7:30 p.m. Nothing happened, and then I saw it didn't get off. And then the next day was the same thing, and then the next day, and then, you know, Saturday night, it was like, you know, it was projected to be any time between 8:30 and 11:30. And I went out several times, but it was so overcast and it was drizzling as well. I probably wouldn't have been able to see it, and sure enough, it didn't launch. Apparently, they don't do any launches on Sunday, and so it's now projected to be 7:30 p.m. tonight. At least the advantage is, so far, it's clear outside, no clouds. So, because I want to actually do a video of it, although it's with my iPhone, doesn't have, you know, the quite the zoom capability, but, you know. And then it's going to have a reusable rocket, so it'll come back down somewhere in the Pacific Ocean. But I don't know how far out it's going to be, maybe at a distance where we won't be able to see it. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. Also, a week from today, Monday, April 8th, is the big solar eclipse, which is going to be from 12:07 p.m. Pacific time to 12:13 p.m. Pacific time. The problem is here where we live, we're not in the direct path, so they're saying at best we'll get like 40% coverage. And I want to caution my listeners to, you know, I would say watch it, you know, on streaming, because then you'll be able to see the full eclipse. But if you're going to want to watch it here, then make sure you wear those special solar glasses. And they also have, like, there's a technical specification. I should have Googled it before we went on the air, that you should have just to protect your eyes. Again, it's probably better for that just to watch it, you know, on the stream, and you'll see the full effect. We're not going to have another one of those, a full solar eclipse for, I think they were saying, 20 years. So the other thing we did, we watched a lot of TV, actually, over the weekend. But, of course, everyone who you know, knows me or listens to my show knows that I love 60 Minutes, you know, the TV show. And they had an interesting article on bareback horse racing, and it's an Indian tribal, well, that's where it has had its origins. And what you do is you run, jump up on a horse with no saddle or stirrups, and you go one lap around the track, jump off, jump onto another horse, do another lap around the track, jump off, and, you know, do it yet another lap. And you don't, the jockeys, I guess they call them that, they don't wear any protective gear, and sometimes in the shuffle, you know, with all the different jockeys jumping off and jumping on, you know, people get injured, and sadly, horses get injured as well. That was the only negative aspect of that sport. But the other story was what they called the Havana Syndrome. And it started out in Havana, Cuba, where a dignitary was actually had this, felt like they got hit in the face, and then they had all kinds of problems. It destroyed their eardrum, which led to their, you know, losing their sense of balance, also caused memory problems. And but then it started happening elsewhere, and it was military people, and they said it was due to Russians using either infrared or some type of sonic waves. And and they were doing an update. It was like their fourth story in so many years. Anyways, well, unfortunately, I wanted to talk more on that, but we're out of time. Maybe I'll bring it, talk about it on next week's show. Anyways, I want to thank my listeners, as always, for listening to Powell to the People. And always remember, power is the ability to do good things for others and to make your community and the world a better place. This is Wayne Powell sending you positive thoughts and good wishes. Stay safe, be well, and have a great week. We'll see you back next Monday. Until then, bye for now.
Powell, it's Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People. It's Powell, Powell to the People. You're listening to Wayne Powell on Powell to the People.